Oh, you cannot see. Then you cannot see the trick. Maybe shut the light off a little bit. Yes, now you see it, right? This is one of them. I'm surprised that it's a kind of nature paper. You don't know Nature is always the best journal for the good scientists, the basic researchers, not for the alternative science like we are doing here, okay? Look at this picture. It's very funny. The three yellow dots are always there, okay? It's no trick, not a trick at all. But the blue dot moving around at the background. If you focus on your vision on this blue dot, those three dots, one or two, sometimes three of them, just simply disappeared from your eyes. Even they are there. So seeing is not believing. Seeing is believing is not correct. There's many tricks like that. This is from mainstream. That suggests more and more scientists from mainstream started to believe something beyond their comprehension. They started to buy it. And even recently, there's a paper, when I just got here, I see a paper talking about organic food and talking about the sleeping and memory, offline memory processing. Okay, you read it. It's kind of an interesting paper. They just don't have the vision like you guys are, but they are keeping up. So you guys don't feel like it's weird or something. You guys just get a better vision than they do. That's why you are here first before they do. Anyway, this is a many interesting story. And here I'd like to introduce myself a little bit before I started my talk. So my name is Lily, and I'm a basic researcher, so just like I told you. And I'm basically, I would say, molecular biologist, and immunologist, pathologist, and currently I'm working on the kidney model, so I would say myself nephrologist. I use the kidney as my main model. I got my MD at China, then I went to the Scripps Research Institute at La Jolla, the one of the famous, I would say, list like 104, you know, the level in the States. And then I got my assistant professor, joined the faculty since 1997. Then I moved to Baylor College of Medicine in the Department of Medicine as associate professor, and until now. Before I practiced Falun Gong, you know, I think those people are weirdo, you know, believe mine or something like that. But when I started to practice, gosh, this is a very big, like a virgin land, never touched by, you know, scientists like me, and almost all over the world. But here, first part, I want to give you some justification to justify how great you are, how right you are. You just got this by your sense. You know you're right, you go for it. But the scientists are a little bit stupid. They have to get evidence before they believe something. So this is absolutely wrong. But anyway, the first part I'm talking about the two integrities, spiritual integrity and biological integrity. You may want to ask, what is the spiritual integrity? What is this biological integrity? Why they are connected? You believe so, but what is the scientific evidence to support it? And beyond, okay? Let's see. Look at this ball picture. I give you a kind of a map to show you how scientists look at the problem, the medical problem and the medical research. You know, there's a variety of the diseases like heart disease, diabetes and cancer, psychiatric illness and all those kind of things beyond our treatment. It's very difficult for scientists. I mean, I used to be a pediatric surgeon and then later on I became a nephrologist. I know how difficult it is to deal with this kind of disease. Usually it's not like a gene-specific disease. You cannot just blame one problem, one gene for this kind of problem. It's multiple things. It's kind of a mixture. It's comprehensive. So when we look at this kind of disease, as a scientist, I will go for the target genes. That means the individual genes. I try to solve this kind of problem. I just want to focus on that. But I completely forgot much more factors are involved in this, those kind of disease. Human mind, number one, diet, living style, environment, many other genes and risking behaviors, and much more. This list can go on forever. All right, let's take a look at the percentage. Diet, maybe 20%, living style, environment, human mind. This part is completely missing from this pie, according to the modern day scientist. And the risking behavior, other genes, and the targeted genes. Unfortunately, there's only 2% of the possibility that are involved in the human disease actually is our main picture. We're just looking at this part. Otherwise, we kick it off. We said, hey, this has nothing to do with my research. That's the part the modern scientists are focusing upon. But they are changing. It's good, okay? Let's be happy with it. Look at this paper. It's from Science. They are talking about themselves. We are saying it's not just the gene anymore, because more and more data came out from the good journal supported this kind of notion. It's not just the gene. It's something beyond just the genes. This is a picture, very funny picture, okay? Everybody knows placebo, right? Sugar pill, sugar water has nothing to do with drug, right? But still can cure you. What is the meaning? Okay, tell you good data. Very solid scientific evidence. 95% in the USA clinical trial fail due to the placebo effect. That means placebo effect is always better than drug. 95% chance. Why? You want to ask why? Let me go to the detail. What kind of things has nothing to do with the placebo effect? They're really working. But what is the placebo effect? I can give you a very clear picture. After you finish this session, you go home, you will know. Hey, Dr. Fong told me the placebo effect. You can teach your doctor. And they will say, you're right, how do you know? Now here, I show you. This is also the Science paper, published in the year 2002. Look at the placebo effect caused the fMRI pattern. That's the blood circulation in the brain. Identical. They're same. Placebo effect really sometimes can function just like a drug. This is the opium. They try to use the opium-like drug to treat the patient with the pain. They got a very similar pattern. This is my colleague. I'm very proud of it. His name is Bruce. And studied the surgery for the arthritis. I think you know arthritis is a big problem in the States. Each year, I think $3 billion for total cost for the surgery for those kind of the arthritis in the knee. And he did the experiment, started with 300 patients. And when he told those patients, hey, there's 30% of them will be given a forced surgery, they got scared. So immediately, 100 something quit, left over only 180 patients. They finished the study in 2 years. Here's the data, published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Even my grandmother, if he's still alive, can tell there's no difference. Placebo effect, the true surgery, they are identical, no difference. This is a good journal, okay, very good journal. Tell your doctor, they may not know, because I search all of this paper, and that do this kind of things, just want to show how important the human spirit is. You know, can you believe I give a talk? When I talk about my research, I charge them $500 to $2,000. But when I give this kind of talk, always pray. And even I pay my registration fee to show how decent I am. Anyway, the sugar pill fight depression. The Zoloft and all those kinds of things totally failed because the placebo always better. Why? Let me give you some of the drug. I divided people into two groups. Some people will take the sugar pill and they have no idea, of course. They thought this is a pill. I've been taken care, good doctor, something like that. Another group will take the real pill, real drugs. Okay, the drugs, you know, when the drugs can cure you, you always have to remember, yin and yang, always side effects, toxicity, you cannot get rid of it, okay? But sugar pill, no. Maybe you make you a little bit bigger or something, you know, more calorie, but that's a small amount. You don't have to worry about that time. Okay, if the drug, the toxicity is very big, kill the effect of the drug therapeutic function. Of course, the sugar pill will be much better. Sugar pill does not have the side effect, right? Makes sense. But I have more evidence to show you. All right, then, why don't scientists like us ask a question like this? Why those people healthy and disease resistant? You can see those people are healthier. You know, they said, I don't believe the drug, I don't believe this, I practice mind and body and Tai Chi, Yoga, and Qigong, nowadays the most popular Falun Gong. Why? We never asked this question. I never did. But now I started to ask. I found this is just fundamental. There's lots of questions we can ask, and then we really treat human as a human being, not a piece of meat or machine anymore. Now, a missing dimension in the current viewpoint of gene regulation is a big circle, spiritual regulated genes. Of course, I cannot argue with you or anybody about the biologically regulated genes. The genes are genes. They really exist. Like diabetes has something to do with the immune disease. Type 1 is really the immune associated, the cause the islet cells destroyed or something like that. I can give you hard evidence for that, okay? And the pathogenetically regulated genes and the inflammation like NF-kappa-B pathway, I can give you talk forever and describe all those kind of things. You cannot deny, okay? They truly exist. But how about spiritual? How big the difference could be? The same person, the same disease, different attitude and different emotional status. You got a completely different consequence. Am I right? Yeah. Of course, by why this one is just out of our picture. Let's see this. How scientists look at a human being. This is very important. But now they feel a little bit frustrated. That's why you don't know this very important cost, like billions of dollars to finish the project. And the regular people, like layman people, had no idea what's going on. Now I'm trying to describe this project to you in a very easy language. This is called a genomes project. The genome is finishing all of those genomic genes that identify the sequence and everything from start from human and rice and the mouse and chimpanzee now, almost finished. And even the C. elegans, that's worm, okay? And the Drosophila is finished, okay? But let's think. Do you think this any kind of a should be, the could be, right? If we really evolved from monkey, then the big difference should be very big. For example, like a monkey cannot practice Qigong, right? Am I right? And they cannot practice Falun Gong either, right? And this should be a big difference, right? But let me tell you, the difference, oh, a lot of name. You know, the Clinton called this a whole book of man. And the language of the God. And the language of God used to create man, the Holy Grail. You know, lots of different kinds of titles to justify the human project, the genome sequence and how important it is. But it turned out, I'm not kidding, okay? The similarity between the little mice, not rat, the mice this big, okay, and the human is 94, even higher. According to my friend, he's doing this kind of project, it's 97.5%. So only left 2.5% are responsible for your emotion, for your marriage, for your religion, and for your spiritual practice, and for why you believe the mind-body interaction and the doctors don't, you know, only 5%, 2.5%. Then what's happening? What's going on? What kind of things are really justify us from the animal? Nobody knows. The doctor got frustrated. That's why this data is not very popularized. Not so many people know the data. We feel frustrated. You know, if I don't practice mind and body, I mean the Falun Gong, I would believe I can find a language gene and transgenic, make a monkey can talk like a human being. That's my belief. But obviously, we just cannot do that. We simply cannot do that. Those kind of a humanness, human uniqueness associated traits, associated characteristic, or whatever thing, not genomic dependent structure. They're beyond one-dimensional genomic structure. There's something is not, cannot be described by modern by modern-day biology or the medicine. Let's go. Humanity, it's all in mind. Congratulations, you are absolutely right about your choice, about your vision, about your decision. But you need to go even further. Try to find out what's going on. Humanity, it's all in mind. That means if you don't believe the human mind, almost like a monkey or the animals. That's why so many people still, they do truly believe they evolved from a monkey, because they don't think they have mind. But anyway, this is some of my work. Based on those kind of things, I started to think. Then there's something, I know it's very difficult to calculate your mind. You're angry, you're upset, you're happy, you feel like peaceful, especially anxiety or those kind of things. I cannot measure how many percentage, how many molars of your sadness. I cannot do that. As a doctor, I feel that is why I don't count human emotion as a factor to study the human diseases, because I cannot calculate it. But I can calculate a lot of things, hormone and gene expression and the protein level and the creatinine, the units, all those kind of things. Yes, I can do that, but I cannot do that. But here, a crazy idea came off my mind. How about I look at the expression level at the gene level? Maybe the human mind will use this kind of window to express themselves. I express much higher or much lower, or the transcripts, mRNA. That's one step front of the protein. Then next step is translation. It's called a protein. This is very tiny. Don't think this is huge. Actually, on a microscope, only a 1 millimeter size of the small chip, and there's 10,000 genes on it. Almost like 11,550. So I try to look at a whole forest instead of a one tree individual. I want to look at a general picture. For example, if this person is doing the meditation or believe the mind-body interaction, I want to see what's happening with the whole forest in one cell, not instead of just looking at the one gene or one protein. So this is the whole idea. Now I summarize, okay? This is the base, I did a lot, but this is the earlier data based on a Falun Gong practitioner, about 20 versus 20. 20 practitioner and 20 non-practitioner. Here's data. Among those 10,000 genes, and there's 485 changed. There's 49 of them always up among all of these 20 people, always increased. About like 24% always decreased. I call it downregulated. And this is a variable gene. That means in some of the practitioner, increase. In some of the practitioner, decrease. Let's take a close look. What are they? Okay, this is the first group of genes. This is called the ubiquitin dependent protein degradation pathway. That is like a trash can, like a garbage disposal in your kitchen. That means if you have more trash, you need a bigger of those kind of things to process all of this accumulated dirty stuff or damaged, injured proteins. And look at this, almost 12 out of 12 decrease in those practitioners. That means what? Okay, let me put it this way. If you have lots of garbage, then you need a bigger garbage can, right? Of course, otherwise you cannot put them into your garbage can. But if you don't have too much garbage, you will not buy a big garbage. You just need a garbage can. You need a tiny one, right? So that's why this, accordingly, this garbage can is decreased. What's the good? What is the good use? What is the good purpose for this kind of thing? That's what I'm going to explain. Okay, take a close detail. This is the picture. Now you can see they are really the protein mRNA bands. That's the transcripts. One step before the protein. It's almost completely disappeared in the meditative people. You cannot see them. Because they don't need it. You know, no garbage. Let's extend a little bit, okay? When you're upset, when you're angry, when you got frustrated, more or less this garbage can will be expended. because oxidized protein will be accumulated, and those things need to be processed to get rid of it. So the people, if they have a very good temper and that they are always peaceful, you see those kind of people are healthier because there is a scientific background to go with it. You know, they don't produce too much garbage. And the garbage can is smaller. When garbage can extremely larger, like in a cancer patient, 100-fold bigger than the normal people. And the normal people can reach 100-fold bigger than the meditative people. The difference is that big. And the consequence is, if the garbage can is too big, then your cellular process, the proliferation or something, will keep up. And the cell aging quickly. And you getting older quicker. There's no doubt about it. This data is supported by a variety of the good paper in a good journal. All right, this is too much. So a little bit difficult. You focus only on the bottom part. Ubiquitin degradation system. It's just like a cellular black hole. This is a correct word. I named it. It's like a black hole sucking everything. Good or bad, especially when this black hole is getting bigger, they suck in good or bad, everything will be destroyed in that things. So energy is wasting. You know, when people upset, be careful your black hole or getting bigger, you know. If you want to talk, be peaceful, and we can get a lot of things out of it. All right, this is the real black hole. It's a science paper. And this is the real ubiquitin degradation pathway. It's like a cylinder. You know, if I turn around to this question, it is like a black hole. And the proteins, see this one protein is getting into, and when they get out and become degraded, nothing. They become pieces. In this case, called amino acids, broken down. And originally, it's a big protein. So some of the protein can reach like 100 or 200 or even 1,000, 4,000 amino acids. But when they processed and completely disappeared, broken into all of these small pieces like amino acids, the components of the protein for the next cycle. Again, it's just like a black hole. So the cells sometimes just like a little universe. Now you get some picture out of it. All right, more genes are changed. Those are the stress-related genes. Stress, now you understand. But the stress is a little bit different from the emotional stress, but it's very similar. So when people feel peaceful and comfortable, and they get those stressful genes decreased, see the folds, even 12 folds. I'm not talking about just one practitioner, not just two, it's 20 out of 20. So this is countable, okay? This kind of data, you really think it's meaningful. The detailed gene name is too complicated. I escape with you. Now, this is interesting. Do you know the biggest population cell in your body? Neutrophil. Neutrophil is in the blood cell line, yes. 70 to 75%. Very huge. And how long they live? Very short period. Half-life, only 9 hours. Your bone marrow has to produce every day to give the flesh neutrophils. Otherwise, you'll suffer problem, inflammation and all those kinds. That's why when people getting older, their bone marrow is aging. And then the neutrophils will be very decreased. So they have problem when they suffer from the inflammation. And the neutrophils are first the line of the fighters for the bacteria and the virus, all those kind of things. I call it innate immunity. It has nothing to do with the lymphocytes. It's very basic immunity. All right, but look at those cells. On your, you know, the good cells is like the cell on your left hand. It's multiple nucleus, like a flower. But the dead cells, like this, the nuclear condensed, very dark. Well, I call it apoptosis, or the programmed cell death. They have to die. It's associated with hydrogen peroxide and the reactive oxygen intermediates, all those kind of things. And those kind of things associated with the hormone and adrenaline and all those kind of things. So when people are getting upset, those the oxygenized products like oxygen in the intermediates will be significantly increased, and those cells die very quickly. They can die within 3 hours, much, much faster than the healthy, normal people. But a practitioner, in this picture, you can see even the 6 hours or 16 hours without LPS, they're still alive. Actually, the real data, some of them can live as long as 48 hours to 72 hours. And there's a little bit of beauty. And those cells don't die so quickly, then the bone marrow doesn't have to work that hard. And they save the energy and save the storage. That means when you're getting older, they still can produce a lot of those kind of cells to make it up for you and to keep you fit. You know, this is the beauty. But the lower picture, it is very hard for me to tell everybody, make you understand. This is like a trade-off. Sometimes you want cells die, like cancer. They are bad cells, like inflammatory cells. You don't want them. You die quickly, otherwise you get trouble. So you, when the doctor ask, you tell your doctor or some person who understand cell death, they may ask the question, how about the bad cells? They also live as long as they can, they'll be troubled. You got a chronic inflammation. Hey, this is the interesting part. That's the second part. When I make the cells are very sick, they die very quickly. When the cells become bad, then they do not want to stay in this good body for too long. They get rid of themselves all spontaneously. This is the beauty of the mind-body interaction instead of like a doctor-mediated, I mean the science or the medicine associated to the manipulation. If I want to do it, okay, then I'll make this cell live longer. I can do that. I can put the oncogene in it. The cells can live forever. Then you'll get leukemia. You may get cancer. So the best regulation is really individual healthy being associated. The self-healing, self-meditation, that is the best way to do it. All right, so I'll go. See, this is now the important genes. Explain why those cells live longer. Because the some genes associated with the cell death decreased, so those cells can live longer. See, these genes are very important for cell death. When these genes increase, the cell can die very quickly. When they decrease, then the cells can live longer. Okay, then more things about why the cells has other kind of factors, like endogenous agents, ROS, reactive oxygen systems, and exogenous agent. And then nobody can escape, right? Radiation and the chemical carcinogen, tons of things. Your detergent, household product, body care stuff, toothpaste. Each year, 9 billion pounds of the formaldehyde are produced in U.S. alone. And those things will be used for cosmetics and toothpaste and shampoo and detergent, dishwasher things. And some of the doctors said, I saw that he was joking. He said, gosh, when we die, our body will no longer decay. Fixed. Anyway, all right, detail, more pictures, why those cells, when the cells are healthier and no proliferation, no stimulation, they can live longer. Do you know the tiny bit of this kind of a tail? This is very critical thing. We call the telomeres. I will not say 100%, but most of the cases, if I measure this part, I cannot tell how long you have lived, but I pretty much can predict how long you will live. Because when this part is longer, that suggests you can live longer. Why? When the cells start to do the proliferation, and then the DNA started to split. And those things at the very end of the DNA. So when they split, do the replication, they cannot reach the very end of it. So each time of the cell proliferation or the DNA replication, this stuff is getting shorter. And shorter, and shorter, and shorter. Until to the very end of it, there's no telomeres anymore, then the chromatin, the DNA started to become very unstable. So cancer and tumor, lots of things come. Then it's time for you to die. There's no way you can change that. Only one thing you can do is try to not let them to go through the proliferation all the time. try to slow down this process. What you can do, always be peaceful. I know it's very difficult. When you worry about money and a future and a family and the kids, how could you? You can't, right? So get rid of it. This is the way you should do it. I'll explain in detail about that. This is interesting. Unfortunately, I cannot provide you the more detailed data regarding how Falun Gong practitioner or other people, they are shorter or longer. I cannot give you the detailed data because there's some of the problem. It's not all the time. For example, some of the people, they originally, they have a very short sequence. And some people had a longer. So there's no way for me to compare. But it is an interesting thought to let you know. This is really something, when you are born, your lifespan has been fixed. There is some scientific background to support this notion. See, this is aging, people aging and getting shorter and shorter and shorter. This is the schematic drawing to show you the telomere is really controlling your lifespan. Okay, I like this data very much. This is also one of my friends, okay? When I was working at the Scripps Research Institute, he's my neighbor in the UCSD. And they are psychiatrists. This is accidentally they got this data. They tried to put the adrenaline into the human blood to see the heart rate responding towards this kind of challenge. Interesting. When this lady started to do the meditation, that dot line, as soon as she started, the heart rate dropped very significantly. 17 times per minute dropped. And the blood pressure also dropped, but they didn't show the data here. This paper is published in the American Journal of the Cardiology in year 2002. It's a very good paper, and I didn't get time to talk to them, but I used this picture here to show you mind and body practice or the meditation, why those kind of exercises are so powerful. Here, I think everybody knows those two systems, like yin and yang, right? Parasympathetic and sympathetic like yin and yang. Sympathetic like yang, parasympathetic like yin. When people are very nervous, okay, let me put it this way. When you are scared, most of the cases, it's a sympathetic is doing the job and doing its job. You see the big lion or the tiger, you try to run, that's the function of the sympathetic. But during the night, when you sleep, not the dream associated sleep, okay? You really get a good sleep, sound sleep. That's pretty much the function of the parasympathetic. Make you feel good. And after good sleep, you feel like, oh, feel so comfortable, and the tiredness disappear. I feel great about it because sympathetic is doing like dilate everything. The vascular system has been relaxed, and the heart rate drop, and the blood pressure is dropping, energy storage and everything is doing this kind of job automatically for you. But unfortunately, most of the people in our day, they just don't want to let them do the job for them. They always worry, always upset, always angry, and get too emotional. So at this time, always the sympathetic nervous system is doing the job for you. So it's the human themselves who cancel the function of their helper. This is a great helper, the parasympathetic. Now I'll go back to talk about placebo effect. That's why placebo effect. When people giving a drug say, hey, don't worry about the arthritis. You may be treated with a good drug. This is top and very nice. But of course, I cannot guarantee. There's a 50% you will get the placebo. But there's a chance you may be lucky to get the drug. But this patient, usually people think in a good way, and maybe I'm lucky my doctor is taking care of me. So no longer worried. I feel like, it's okay, I'm taking this, looks like a pill, you know? I'm getting cured. Always give themselves such a kind of a hint. You know what happened? Not worried anymore, no stress anymore, sympathetic system, function of the sympathetic system is decreased. Automatically, parasympathetic system is functioning for them. So the blood pressure is dropping, heart rate is decreased, and the cardiovascular system much more relaxing, and the immune function can be recovered automatically, and all those kind of things will follow up. So scientifically, placebo is not really somebody think. It's just mental function or something. This is something you can find scientific background to support it. As a matter, lots of, qigong or yoga or the, tai chi can do this kind of trick. They have something beyond, but not a Falun Gong. Okay? Today, I'm saying this loud for you. Why? I show you the data. Okay, this is parasympathetic stimulation causes slow down the heartbeat and lowering the blood pressure, constriction of the pupils, increased blood flow to the skin and all of these organs and peristalsis of the GI tract and otherwise noradrenaline will do exactly the different function of those of the parasympathetic system is doing for you. This is give you more detail and look at it at the synapse, the verse, the nerves. When the parasympathetic system is activated, the major hormone called the acetylcholine neurotransmitter should not be called a hormone, and will be released and bind to the receptor located on the endothelial cells. Endothelial cells is the largest organ in you. Okay, how big? If I try to open all of this vascular system in your body, like a two size of the football field. Very big. And your mind directly linked to this organ. So be careful when you get upset and when you feel angry. You may just cancel all of the beneficial induced by your practice. So remember this. All right? This NO. This is kind of data confirmed by my friend Herbert Benson. I think a lot of people in this field know him. NO, natural oxide. NO is good news. No news is good news. Maybe come from here. Prostacycline, and it's also vascular system relaxation factor. And this is my field, EDHF, endothelium-dependent hypopolarizing factor. This is three major things. Under regulation of the acetylcholine, neurotransmitter from the parasympathetic nerve. Okay, there's also other kind of non-neuronal acetylcholine. This is not nerves associated. This is too complicated. I will escape later. I will talk about it. Actually, it's already, I talk about this a little bit in the first time. Okay, placebo effect. Oh, okay, good doctors sometimes can do this trick. They're very nice. How are you? You feel much better. You look great. Instead of, treat you, just pull your head and measure the blood pressure with all this kind of, the bad look on his face. And this doctor usually cannot cure too much patient, make people very upset. And then the sympathetic nerve system is activated. Parasympathetic system cannot function. So the compassionate doctor is always good. That's why I'm always good with my patient. They love to see me. They feel already 50% better when they just look at my face. Anyway, okay. What is Falun Gong the one you are looking for? All of these kind of choices you are facing, like you are in dilemma. You don't know which one to take. Tai Chi, yoga, lots of things, very expensive. You think, come on, the most expensive thing may be the best. Not really. For example, you cannot buy the love, right? It's priceless. So not true. Why? Today I'm going to give you the detail about it. You will love to see. Number one, because thousands and thousands of Falun Gong practitioners in China demonstrated how wonderful Falun Gong is at the price of their lives and the freedom. There's something behind. Must be. Otherwise, you cannot explain. Like me, I was jailed in China. But now I'm facing you and I share you the best part of it. Because of Falun Gong, not just my body. I treat people like dirt, but not anymore. I love, I see the beauty in everybody. I see the good part, always think I can become better. I always looking inward, there's something I can do better. I never demanding others. It's completely opposite, like earth and the sky. The difference is like this big. I can go on forever, I don't want to do. But this is very critical. Do you know the nocebo? Anybody know in my audience know the nocebo? Anybody? It's very critical. Nobody wants to mention it because it's very unethical. It's bad. It's like a curse. For example, the placebo. I saw a story in the, I think it's a Scientific American or which journal, talking about 10 years ago. NIH recruited 10 patients to tell them, hey, I have a very good spray, you know, the for your asthma. It's very good. So you take home, and 1 month later, you come to me and tell me how do you feel. Those 10 patients took home, and 7 out of the 10 said, gosh, this is great. I never feel so great before. Doctor said, I'm sorry. It's just a saline. It's water, 0.9% of sodium chloride, nothing in it. This is placebo. What is the nocebo? Nocebo is sometimes is out of nothing. And for example, give you water. I tell you, this is very toxic. Can cause you headache, can cause you bad dream, and can cause lots of bad things to not become true. And even sometimes it's drug. And I can do this kind of, if you want to test the nocebo, you got the same thing like that. This is very unethical. You cannot do it. But unfortunately, all of the drug, if you don't do the nocebo test, then I would say still placebo in it. You know, because you believe it is and it's function. You cannot just get rid of, you know, you rule out the possibility the placebo effect is involved in any kind of drug you are using. Except the doctor would say to you, hey, this aspirin, this is not aspirin, okay? This is a very good drug, but very toxic. May it cause you not only the headache, maybe cancer or whatever, you know, you got scared. And at this time, you still see the effect of those drugs, then this drug is really good. Am I right? Even you got scared, you don't get affected by those kind of things. This is happening in China. It's bad, can kill you, can destroy you, can make you a bad person, kill other people, can make you immolate yourself, do the immolation in the Tiananmen Square, the thousands of slanders everywhere, TV station, radio. Come on. If this stuff is really no good, I think it should get out of the picture long time ago. It's 5 years. So I would say, so far, this is the only, if this is a clinical trial, this is the only method, only way to prove, to pass the nocebo test. That's why Falun Gong is the one you're looking for. You have millions of people in front of you tested, use their experience to prove to you, and not for money. Okay, this is a little bit detail. And because of the principles of Falun Gong, of the Falun Gong, are the characteristic of the biological system. Go ahead. Falun Gong is one of the, you know, like a Qigong-based cultivation system. Mind and body should together. It's the one of the exercise. We have a book. This is the book. And we also have a lot of book in the books, the bookstore here, and also the tape. Or you can download everything is free, okay? Again, this is priceless. Nobody wants to sell. Everything. Exercise. Go ahead. Gong or Falun Dafa?
Yeah.
It's the same.
So what is the translation?
I will get back to you, okay? When I finish this, I'll give you time to ask my question. Why I said a biological system is characterized with those three words, the truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. What is the truthfulness? The true being, the real exists. Lymphocytes, blood cells, vascular system, respiratory system and endocrine system, they do exist, right? So that's the truth. But when you destroy the truth, you suffer from the disease, like SCID, double immune defect, and also DiGeorge syndrome. This is really, if that piece is not there, then you will suffer the problem. What is compassion? At the cellular level, the compassion means the communication between the cells. Even one simple treatment, like the vaccination, about thousands of different kinds of cells and the molecules are involved in this process. They need to talk to each other. This is the compassion, communication, that in human being we can experienced at an emotional level. But when you lack of the compassion, the miscommunication of the immune system, you suffer from inflammation. Asthma, tons of the disease has something to do with it. And I will go to the detail why there's a connection between the spiritual factor and the biological system. Tolerance, what is tolerance? You know the rho D, you know the positive or negative? Rho D negative mother will reject the baby. The baby cannot live, cannot survive in your body. If you lost the tolerance, lost the immune tolerance, lots of autoimmune disease will be developed, arthritis, and diabetes, and even some asthma is also the autoimmune diseases, and lupus. It's the lupus. You know the lupus patient, in the United States, what kind of a population suffered lupus a lot? Black woman. Several kinds, because the black feel like a little bit, uncomfortable, and the woman double suppressed, depression. And this is all connected with this, the emotional factors. That's why they suffer. Usually when husband hit them or give them a hard time, the next day is the time for the develop the symptom again. So those kind of things are really associated with the human emotional and the spiritual factors. So typical thing. And your body, tolerance. You ask your doctor, what is the tolerance? Doctor will say immune tolerance is very critical. If you don't have this, then you will develop all sorts of kind of diseases. And take a close look about the details and what are the truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The existence of and the location, specific function, and the morphology that belong to the truthfulness. The compassion like communication, crosstalk, and continuation, protection. Those are the typical, the biological features of the compassion. And the forbearance, the multiple functions, they can do this and can do that. Like neutrophils can do a lot of things for you. They really express a variety of the functions. And the tolerance, immune tolerance, plasticity, like the blood vessels become very hardened when you are stressful, when you're getting old, and your blood pressure is extremely high. You develop the cardiovascular diseases, and those kind of things, migraine, and all those kind of things will be followed. So those kind of things you see everywhere. Actually, if I take those three words out, you have no biological system. They are characterized with those. That's the three major principles Falun Gong practitioner must practice. So that's why I kept to mention them. Okay, this is another typical case. The chemical tolerance in the blood. Everybody know when you feel like angry, you're shouting, and you feel headache. Why? Anybody know? Because the CO2 is acidic, and the HCO3 is the basic. They become a buffer system. When you're angry, you shout, you throw out a lot of CO2, which is the acidic. You become very basic, and that's why it causes a headache. Like this kind of case, you took one piece of paper, make a cylinder, several times, your headache will be gone. Because the CO2 will accumulate here, you take it back, and then balanced. That's why. When you feel like somebody just never talk that much, you always hold back their breath, and then you become very acidic because the CO2 accumulated in your body. So you become acidic. Those kind of things are very tightly associated with your emotion every day. Okay, I will go because I have more things to say. Okay, the more a human mind is filled with the truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, the better bio-integrity she or he may achieve. That's why Falun Gong is always very powerful for the kids, because their mind is much cleaner. They don't have to worry about a husband or wife, they are too young, and no worries about the money and those kind of things. It's really out of their mind. Their mind is just cleaner. That's why so potent was done. Lots of very little practitioners, after they practice, they gain a lot, and become a good student and smarter. My son used to play with computer like crazy. And after that, completely give up. and become always a straight A student. Okay. Because, second because, Falun Gong teaching is priceless. It's free. Everywhere. You go to the website, you go to the practicing spot, you ask them to teach. Everybody will teach you with their compassion. They are not living on the by teaching. This is very critical because I know in the States lots of people want to look in for the Chinese or the ancient practice, mind-body practicing. They spend tons of money to look for it and they don't know what to say. So not all the time the expensive thing is a good thing. Sometimes the priceless thing, like I never sell this kind of talk. Everybody wants me to talk about the mind-body, it's always free. I pay like $1,000, even $10,000 to talk about this out of my pocket, free. Because I think this is the characteristic of the human spirit. I want to make this way. I feel good about this. And as everything is free. Now it's everywhere, all over the world. You can find the practicing spot or the book selling, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, you know, everywhere. And if you don't want to pay, it's cheap, $10 or something. If you don't want to pay, you can download the whole book from the website, music and everything. Okay, now, this is a little bit interesting. I hesitated several times, and I still want to talk about this. I know your level is much higher than basic scientists. So I want to go a little bit detail about how a mind meets the body. And this part is, as a practitioner, I go search all of this very advanced science and I find that there's a very strong evidence to support this. This is interesting. This theory is called the super string theory. I was on the PBS last year in November 28th and then later on the two parts. One part is 1.5 hours. And so put together is 3 hours talking about the string theory. This is very interesting. I want to share you some of my viewpoints, how mind meets your body, at which level. The mind is invisible. No, not necessary. Mind can be visible. It depends on how you look at it. So I think the truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is the only way to have you connected with the universe, which is also characterized with the truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. This is the elegant universe. The title is called The Elegant Universe by the Professor Frank Green in the Columbia University. And that's the Big Apple in the Big Apple in the New York City. And this is, you look it down, get it down with the apple, and the bigger, and then go deeper, and the cells, and then this is double helix, the DNA, and go deeper, and the double helix within a strand of the DNA. And then you cannot see the carbon item or even nucleus or something. And you go proton, you go deeper and smaller, and you can see nothing until I download this picture from them. Wow, what is that? We couldn't resist. That's their hypothesis. Think the tiny, tiny string is the basic components of this everything, of everything, okay? Including, in my mind, including our mind, is everything. The tiny, tiny spring. They have this very nice mathematic equation and to do that. It's a wonderful job. I like it. I think more or less they are much more advanced than the medical doctors or other kind of biological doctors. We always want to see something before we believe. But they always like to hypothesize something and to get it. So, you know, and then if you go deeper, now this is why I want to mention this. If you read Zhuan Falun, this book, they were talking about the 3,000-word theory. It is a little bit like the super string theory. I think this is the only book for the cultivation and really focusing on the both part, spiritual integrity and the biological integrity. We call the mind-body double cultivation. You need both of them. For example, like if you do the meditation, your mind is filled with how to make money, how to fight with other people. How could that be effective? Your parasympathetic is never let you work. It won't work, basically. You do that. You spend your time, you spend money there, but you didn't get the point. This is not how the biological body is functioning. So they even try to try to expand a little bit higher, let you see the higher dimension. And this is another very nice picture. This is two-dimensional artistic visualization for the six-dimensional world. And for us, this universe is definitely not a three-dimensional world. Three-dimensional world, why we can do only this kind of thing is because of a three-dimensional brain. We cannot allow the higher dimensional image into our brain. That's why we cannot process. It doesn't matter. The more you practice, the more you get a clear mind, you may be able to see. Let wisdom come to your mind. Here's the evidence. I always use the journals from the credible journals like Science or Nature. This is a science paper published 2 months ago in Science and talking about the best memory processing period is in your dream. But the dream cannot compare even with meditation, far away from it. Meditation is voluntarily the status. You get it to the tranquility. Your mind is very clean. But the dream is just not even subject, it's passive. Fall asleep. But most of the invention, a lot of very good human invention or the idea come from the dream. In this particular paper, they divided people into 2 groups, and they also look at the same picture and let one group go to sleep, another group always there try to work on it. But at the end of it, when they be tested with the contents in this picture, asking them how much you get it, only the people from the sleeping group can answer the question. Because they got a good sleep, they really get memory processed during the REM, called the rapid eye movement period. That's the moment your memory is processing. But to the meditation, go beyond this. I just give you some of the little bit low level to tell you how important a human should do the meditation each day to process all of the stuff you have learned. This kind of thing, you know, Elias, how, you know, Friedrich, you know, benzene structure, you know that, and sewing machine. And there's many things. This is just a picture I got from Science, and that's why it's so limited. But this list can go on for forever. Because, that's the last part, because the world needs truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Here I compare, look at this. This is year 2002, the strong sandstorm in Lanzhou, China. Now even worse than this, okay? The oasis will never return anymore, all dried out. The China, 90% of trees are gone. And this water, more than 90% are polluted. You can read the journal. I cried, read the journal, National Geographic Journal in March. The growing pains, I think economic growing pains, whatever the title. And this is United States. The persistent U.S. drought get worse and worse. The 5,000, I think the Christmas tree completely wiped out because no water. And the 40,000, they have the Denver, the big wildfire, the before last year, year 2002. 1,700 already, there's a big fire everywhere. I document everything, I follow, because I love the land, I love earth, I love people. I want to find out. This is Australia. It's not alone, states, it's worldwide. Okay, the dry and water. Look at the elephant. This elephant, the Kadi, died, drawn to death. That's the year 2002. And there's China. Half of China being flooded, but another half by the locusts. It's not some tree. It's just full of locusts. And the soil changes, ground temperature is completely changed. Global warming. The Asian country, and especially China, burn lots of coals and cause the soot everywhere floating around. Even some of them float across the Atlantic and reach the Florida. It's very scary. AIDS in China, SARS, not the new SARS. You may not know this new SARS. It's just 2 days ago. I got this picture from AP. Yeah, April 23rd. It's very new. It's coming. And look at a massive Antarctic ice shelf shattered. You know that story? It's also 2002. look at it. Can you stop it? It's a science cover of the science. And the air is heavily polluted almost everywhere. You see the bar is also from the National Geographic Journal. And the Antarctic fridge is vulnerable to the thaw. It's radar detected under ice, melting. Looks like they're solid, but they're melting. The water everywhere, but it's safe to drink. Maybe in the States a little bit better, but China's water is definitely cause the cancer, esophagus, and the liver extremely high because 90% of water cannot be get processed and re-entered into the tap water. And people use the inorganic things for the... This lady, Ping Xi Yang, has to wait for 5 hours to get her share of the water, just this much. And in this village, 13 years, nobody can get a chance to take a bath. No water. And a missing forest for the trees and a forest gone. China is almost 95 or higher. And the soil polluted. Look at this picture. I don't know how to say. Each day, 219,000 people are born. Can we survive? And the water is definitely getting warmer. And the scientists know that. This year, 2002, the little cute seal killed by the virus because of the human impact. Do you know this picture? Thousands of squid commit suicide on the shore, La Jolla Shore. That's the place I used to go to enjoy the beautiful seawater. This is in Massachusetts. It's all year 2002. That's just the year alone. I'm not talking about 2003. Even worse. I don't want to show it here, but I'll give you some idea how worse it is. 55. And they saved the 46. But next day, and they came to the shore again, committed suicide. And the bird, because weather is too warm, so the mosquito is everywhere. And this bird going to be blind. They cannot find food, so they will be hungry to death. This line, not a king anymore, obviously. They don't want to eat you. You can't go nearby. That's fungus and infected butterfly. Coral almost wiped out. I'm sorry. But if we take a look, what we can do, take a look. This is scientists, this is not my data, it's from nature. They calculated, if we conserve, nature will pay just 1 or 2%, we gain 99%. But if we develop, nature will pay 99%, we only gain 1%. But people like to get good money, quick money. They just destroy the nature at their will and try to get quick money as soon as possible. I don't want to say about this. Nature needs rest. Animals need peace. Harmonious union of the man and the nature. That's the things we want to go. More people to practice truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. More power to relieve the whole world. Thank you. Thank you. Any question? Go ahead.
Park, if possible, could you give us a brief history of how Falun Gong was founded?
Okay, here's the...
Falun Gong or Falun Dafa is a self-improvement practice based on the principles of truth, compassion, and forbearance. It has its roots in ancient Chinese culture and traditions. The primary focus of Falun Gong is for practitioners to cultivate or develop and refine the fundamental nature of their hearts and minds, known as Xingxing. They improve their Xingxing by following the highest principles in the universe, truth, compassion, and forbearance, and by striving to be good people in all respects, by not arguing, swearing, or invoking violence, and by letting go of emotions like jealousy, competition, self-interest, greed, and pride, practitioners can elevate their spirits. In this way, many practitioners have been able to relieve stress and anxiety and gain inner peace. Many notice improvements in their relationships with family members and co-workers. The environments around them become calmer and more harmonious. Physical well-being is also achieved through several series of gentle exercises and meditation. This peaceful practice is not affiliated with any religion or political organization. It is a personal path toward a better self. Falun Gong was originally introduced to the public in China in 1992 by Mr. Li Hongzhi. At that time, he was invited by various Qigong organizations to lecture in most of China's major cities. The main text of Falun Gong, called Zhuan Falun, is a compilation of these lectures. Falun Gong became quite popular in China during the 2 years that Mr. Li was teaching there. Toward the end of this period, 4,000 to 5,000 people attended each seminar. The Chinese government highly recommended Falun Gong to the general public. People who practiced were happier and healthier, which was saving the country billions of yuan in national health care costs. The Public Security Bureau and its affiliates recognized Falun Gong because it encouraged people to be good Samaritans and perform selfless acts. At the 1993 Health Expo in Beijing, Falun Gong won the most awards, including the highest, the Award for Advancing Frontier Science. Mr. Li was also honored with the title Qigong Master Most Acclaimed by the Masses. Today, Falun Gong is practiced in over 50 countries, and many people, their families, and communities have benefited from the practice. This has won Mr. Li much international acclaim from government and non-government organizations alike, as well as 2 Nobel Peace Prize nominations in 2000 and 2001. As Falun Gong grew in popularity, so did the unfounded fears of China's president. A government survey in 1998 estimated that there were at least 70 million people practicing, while there were only 60 million in the Communist Party. Many party members, however, knew about Falun Gong and practiced it along with their families. To the Jiang regime, these numbers were cause for alarm. In 1996, the book Zhuan Falun was banned by the government. Earlier that same year, the book had been rated as one of China's top 10 best-selling books by the Beijing Youth Daily. Wave after wave of accusations and investigations followed. Many Falun Gong practitioners and practice sites were put under police surveillance. In some areas, police openly disrupted Falun Gong activities. In April of 1999, an exceptionally slanderous article was published by the Tianjin College of Education. Many practitioners went to the publication office and other agencies in Tianjin to clarify the facts as allowed by government guidelines. They were peaceful, rational, and legal, but the Public Security Bureau called out the riot police. Many practitioners were beaten and injured. 45 were arrested. When others went to the local authorities to request their release, they were told that they had to take their appeals to Beijing. On April 25, 1999, approximately 10,000 people showed up to appeal at Zhongnanhai, headquarters for the government. The crowd was quiet and orderly and silently waited to present their case to the authorities. Eventually, the premier came out to meet the crowd and held a meeting with practitioners. The issue was resolved peacefully and agreeably. Western countries praised both sides for resolving the situation in such a positive way. President Jiang, however, was alarmed by the event. 3 months later, on July 20th, he banned the practice of Falun Gong nationwide and began a crackdown that escalated into a brutal campaign of persecution. A government agency called the 610 Office was established on June 10th to oversee the persecution when it was put into place. This agency is similar to the Nazi Gestapo and is independent and absolute in its rule. Even today, directives like destroy them financially and eliminate them physically originate from the 610 Office. Many barbaric torture methods are used on Falun Gong practitioners. Hundreds have died as a result of the brutalities. As of June 30, 2002, outside sources have verified 429 deaths, although sources inside China place that number at over 2,000. Hundreds have been illegally sentenced to prison terms without due process, and tens of thousands are being held in mental institutions, forced labor camps, and detention centers. Countless practitioners have lost their friends, families, jobs, and homes. Relatives, classmates, and colleagues have also been implicated and punished for their association with Falun Gong practitioners. The state-run media is the government's primary tool in the campaign to defame Falun Gong. The government regularly fabricates damaging news stories about Falun Gong and Falun Gong practitioners and uses the media to circulate the stories widely throughout China and other countries. The most highly publicized example is the so-called self-immolation that took place in Tiananmen Square on January 23, 2001. In that incident, five people reportedly set themselves on fire. The footage was quickly broadcast by the state-controlled media, which claimed that these people were Falun Gong practitioners. There were many suspicious elements in the film. In one case, a policeman standing behind one victim seems to wait for a signal from the victim before using the blanket he is holding to put out the flames. Even more suspicious, a green plastic bottle between the victim's legs that supposedly contains gasoline never explodes or catches fire. In another case, it is clearly evident that the flames on the woman who allegedly died from the self-immolation are extinguished, but she is then hit on the head and knocked down by an object thrown by a soldier in an overcoat. In the footage, we can clearly see that the stick-shaped object bounces off her head on impact. It is not carried along in the flow from the fire extinguisher. She falls immediately. This analysis suggests that she did not die in the flames, as the propaganda claims. When these inconsistencies in the video were pointed out by analysts, they were removed from subsequent broadcasts by the Chinese media. Nevertheless, the International Education Development Bureau, in its report to the United Nations, stated, "We have reached the conclusion after watching a videotape of this incident that this incident has, however, been completely orchestrated by the government. We have copies of the videotape for distribution." Another tactic recently used during President Zhang's European tour in 2002 indicates that the persecution is spreading overseas. The regime circulated a blacklist to Iceland officials shortly before Zhang arrived in that country. The blacklist contained names of Falun Gong practitioners, and many were detained upon their arrival in Iceland. Many others were prohibited from boarding planes in cities all over Europe, North America, and Australia. The people of Iceland were outraged and protested the Chinese regime's tactics. Once Icelandic officials learned about Falun Gong and the persecution, the ban was lifted and the detained practitioners released. The blacklist was also distributed to Hong Kong officials when Zhang visited for the fifth anniversary of Hong Kong's return to China. Many practitioners from all over the world were barred from entering the country, and many others were detained. Some were thrown into sacks and beaten, while others were tied to stretchers and wrapped in canvas to keep them from being seen by the public. At all costs, the truth about the torture and killing of Falun Gong practitioners is blocked from the Chinese public. Within China, foreign correspondents, including CNN reporters, have had their cameras and film confiscated. No third-party investigations have ever been allowed. The government blocks access to the information carried on the internet, cable, and satellite TV transmissions. Practitioners' families are put under great pressure to remain silent, and they are threatened, abused, and often tortured. Practitioners who have died as a result of beatings or torture are not returned to their families. Officials have been ordered to count the deaths as suicides and cremate the bodies immediately. As a result, most citizens inside China are unaware of what is happening in their own country. Of those who are aware, most do not get involved because they are afraid. Outside of China, however, people all over the world are working to make these atrocities known to the international community. Falun Gong practitioners are good people who believe in the fundamental principles that guide humanity: truth, compassion, and tolerance. They are mothers, fathers, teachers, artists, farmers, factory workers, students, and doctors. They come from all walks of life. The crimes against these good people must be brought to light. By working together toward this end, people of conscience the world over can help bring justice and peace to all humanity. Thank you.